Last December, the Marshall Fire ripped through northern Colorado neighborhoods. Since then, residents have been working through the debris. Lee Patterson of our member station KUNC reports that salvaged objects can ease the pain.
After losing their house in Superior, Colorado, Jill Sellers and her husband, along with their dog Penny, moved into an apartment close by. On her kitchen table, she has laid out the objects they pulled from the rubble.
I appreciate the things that I do have because objects prompt memories. I'll start with probably the most meaningful is this cup and saucer.
The pieces are covered in ash and soot, but are undamaged. Both are white with a leafy pattern.
I always helped Mom set the table. So we always had to set them in certain ways with one of the leaves going a certain way. So it was just always something, you know, when important things happened in our lives, the china came out.
The Marshall Fire destroyed more than 1,000 homes in Boulder County, including Sellers. Since then, residents have sorted through the rubble, desperately hoping to find glimpses of their old lives.
They retrieved, this was my wedding ring.
The diamond is now white and cloudy, damaged by the fire. Salvaging a few precious items has helped Sellers feel a sense of closure, especially now as bulldozers and heavy equipment clear the debris.
They're not getting rid of anything important because I have found what's important to us. They're just getting rid of trash now.
From a temporary rental house nearby in Boulder, Zula Yashtuk goes through a small variety of items that were recovered from the debris of her dad's house.
Here are the earrings, and here's some other pieces.
Like her mom's ruby jewelry. Old photos of her dad as a baby and a hippie in Poland, and jars of pickled cabbage and pears.
Even this fire couldn't get to the Polish pickling process. That is one constant.
But for her dad, Kaz Yashtuk, who moved to Superior from Poland in 1989, these objects from the past were painful.
I was just looking at everything, and I was so devastated that nothing would bring any joy to me. I had this feeling that I actually made it in America. And out of sudden, everything collapsed.
Homeowners who lost everything are worried about this happening again. High fire danger in the area persisted for much of the spring. Several blazes forced evacuations. After Melissa Lockman's family evacuated during the Marshall Fire, her daughter Zora, who is now 11 years old, started making a list.
Do I want to use the word frantic? Sure. Pretty frantically started writing down everything that she wanted to remember that was gone.
Lockman brings out a piece of crumpled legal paper.
So that's her list that she made, like, immediately.
Every square inch of the page is covered in words written in red pen. Scrunchies, Harry Potter Legos, blue hair dye. But Lockman was able to salvage some treasures, including this smelly, burnt pile of papers that she says tells her family's story, like the medical notes from her daughter's birth.
Which was epic. It was worth documenting.
A hospital tag reading baby Lockman, and a babysitter's log from when Zora was little.
7:15 a.m., tiny bit of toast. It helps me to, kind of just make sense of the loss. Like, they were this, and now they're something different, and that's okay.
Lockman hopes other families will get prepared in case there's another disaster by taking pictures of belongings and coming up with an evacuation plan.
So I do wish that for everyone because I know that we wanted to and we never made the time for it. And then, like, okay, Louisville, Colorado burned, and that nobody expected that.
Since then, the Lockmans have become more fire ready. They've written down what they'd grab if they had 5, 10, or 20 minutes. Plastic bins are now stacked in the garage, ready to be packed with stuff. For NPR News, I'm Lee Patterson in Denver.
That story was produced in collaboration with Eli Imadali and the Boulder Reporting Lab.